Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you about her.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I must be magical today, Barbara, because I just got back from the store and I had a minute to spare.
Oh, wow.
Yes, lucky me. I had a whole entire 60 seconds. Well, a little bit about me. I'm DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. Whatever one you prefer to call me by is fine with me. My journey's a little crazy. It started off with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me, and I felt as though spirit was sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And in doing so, this propelled me forward on the path that I'm on. My current path is beautiful, and I still can't believe I'm doing this. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm also an empath, and I'm a Reiki master. I'm trying to think what else I am, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. I'm a lot of things, and I can't think right now. But I am a divine healer, and I'm also an ordained minister. I'm a dream interpreter. I'm an animal communicator. Did you say that's pretty good, Mom. Okay. So I'm here, and I'm just here to, help people in a loving way. I used to use a 357, but I traded in my 357, and instead I offer angelic love. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers, and, of course, my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And as far as Joan goes, she and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It's been a crazy ride with Joan, but she is amazing. She left the door open, and those from the other side, they continue to walk through this door. And my beautiful, encounter with Joan has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide. So I think that's pretty much about me. I'm just here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely activated, and I can't remember, there's supposed to be 3 A words that I say there, and they're all gone. Anyway, I'm Barbara Amazing Grace. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, divine infinity healing practitioner, innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page, so that is one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is we have Archangel Shamshael coming in, and he's saying, "Beloveds, I am here to remind you that you are free to choose how you live and that your life is a reflection of your choices. Please choose laughter, abundance, health, and endless love. Choose to sing from the mountaintops and dance with blissful abandon. On the day that you were born, the stars danced with delight and the planets of the universe jumped for joy." And he has given us like a little affirmation, "I am free to dance at the party called life." And with that being said, I have another little message, and it's from the Angels of Light. And they are with us today, and they are asking if our life is abundant with laughter and, you know, and joy and play. And they're saying, "Beloved, is there enough light in your home? Is there sufficient light inside of you for others to enjoy your company? Each person can freely choose between following the energy of darkness or the energy of light. The choice, beloveds, is in your hands. There are only two paths, the path of love and the path of fear. And the path of fear is also a path of pain. In each moment of your life, you have a choice. The path you choose to follow will depend entirely on you. So please, begin calling in the angels of light and affirm, 'I am light. I am light.'" And that is so, so beautiful. I'm trying to see if we have any other messages. I'm not sure, Barbara. It's been a little crazy. Okay, let me see. I'm sure I could find something. Okay. Well, the angels are coming in because they're saying, you know, that there are a lot of people and they're asking about abundance, and they want to assure all of you, you know, to claim abundance, because abundance, of course, is our birthright. And allow the angels to really help you to connect with this beautiful infinite flow of abundance as well as prosperity. And Ginger is showing me, she's saying, "Look over here. This is the angelic vault of heaven, and it is filled with abundance for all." And she's saying, you know, you've got to listen, though, because when you're wanting abundance, sometimes you do receive a very important message. And at times, you know, Mom, she's saying that the angels can be really creative. So sometimes when we're waiting for the messages of abundance, we may be watching our favorite TV show and a commercial comes on. Or maybe we jump in the car and we're going to the store and on the, you know, radio station, you get a message and think, "Wow, that, you know, that sounds like something that I really needed to hear." So it could be through a song. The angels are in so many ways. I can't even, you know, name all the ways that they could come and help us. So Ginger is saying, pay attention, everyone. You've got to pay attention, and you've got to listen so you really don't forget your message. Because if that message comes and you're not listening, you might not find the abundance as soon as you want it. And she's saying, you know what, I'm going to call in as well. I'm calling in the Ascendant Masters. So not only do you have angels around you, you have the Ascendant Masters. And they are a little bit more powerful, of course, than the angels, and they're even more powerful than the archangels. So the Ascendant Masters are with you as well, and they're guiding you. And they're saying, beloveds, please, follow your soul's longing. What is your passion? What brings you joy? Just do the things that you love. Do them sincerely and with integrity. Ask to be of service to others. And when you really get into your passion and you know what it is, that is when you will truly be present. And Ginger's saying, you know what, guys, I don't know if you know this, but you can call in the angels, and then you can call in more angels, and you can call even more and more angels. There's no amount of angels, you know, that is going to, you know, be enough. You can keep calling more if you feel you need more. So she's saying, keep calling. We have all the extra angels that will bring extra assistance to you. And as they come in, you're going to feel the blessings all around you. And they just wait to help you. They love to help you. So even if you need help with your family members or maybe friends too, they could use a couple blessings. Just call upon the angels and ask. Okay? So the Ascendant Masters are stepping forward, and they're saying, we are here, beloveds, to help you to communicate and do it in an inspirational way. And we encourage you to be happy, to be filled with joy, and really to be a positive role model for others to follow, as well as being a mentor. Beloveds, lead by example. You have the power to teach many. And that, I guess that's my, that's the messages that I have, Barbara.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And now we will see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved one, the answers are always there for you. As DC Love was telling you, the answers come in a variety of ways, but we always answer you. And we always answer you more than once, so it's not like you're going to miss it. We tell you the answer over and over until you get it, because you are important. You are important to us. You are important to God. You are important to life. So don't underestimate yourself. And don't think that you are so small and insignificant that God never notices you. God lives within you. How can God not notice you? You are here to experience your life in whatever way you choose to experience it. It is up to you. It is up to you to decide what is important. It is up to you to decide what you desire. It is up to you to decide what you will receive. So don't think that God is not listening, or God is not answering, or God is not blessing you. Look within yourself and see whether or not you are allowing yourself to receive. Because so often we find that it is the person who is asking for the blessings who is not actually willing to accept what is being given. So open your heart to allowing yourself to see the value in you. Because you are the one who is determining so much in your life. You are not a victim. You are not waiting for God to notice you. You are making choices about what you are receiving, what you are experiencing in every moment. Open your heart to you so that you can start receiving the gifts of abundance, of love, of an amazing life from your Creator, who wants nothing more than to give you what you desire. Open up to receiving. Open up to receiving. Open up to receiving. We cannot say this enough. Some of you are so open to asking God for everything, but you're not open to receiving what you are being given. Open up to receiving. That is how you will change what is flowing into your life. Open up to receiving. Allow God to give you what you ask for. Open up to receiving. Recognize the value in you. Open up to receiving. God is always, always, always willing to give. Now you have to ask yourself, are you willing to receive? Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara.
My pleasure. Okay, we do have, hold on, let me push this button. We do have two callers. Remember, if you call in and you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board so I will know that you have a question. If you do not press the number 1, then it means that you are just calling in to listen. And if you're just calling in to listen, I will not click on you because you have obviously not said you want to ask a question. So if you have a question or you would like a message, press the number 1. Okay, I was told to say all that because we have 2 callers, and I'm waiting for them to press the number 1, and one of them has, so yay! Okay, here we go. Our first caller is from area code 510. Hello, who's this?
I'm Carol Lombardo.
Hi, Carol. We haven't talked to you in a while, have we?
My daughter you've talked to, but this is my first time calling. She's been telling me about you. So here I am.
Well, thank you for joining us. Carol, do you have a question?
I haven't formed it yet, so I'm just going to speak and see what comes. Going through a difficult time with family for a very long time, kind of lost my life and it's been very disruptive. And I just want to wait for some type of message if it comes.
Okay. Carol, the first thing that I'm hearing from the angels is that you worry quite a bit about things that you can't change.
Right.
Okay? I mean, you know, whatever is not in our control, too, we should just let go and let God. And you really underestimate how much people do respect you. Okay, you're very respected. That's what the angels are showing me. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm also seeing, the angels are saying that you're emotionally sensitive, okay? My dog's saying she's extremely sensitive, Mom. Okay, so you're extremely sensitive. But that could be seen as well, you know, as a positive quality because it is a gift. Okay, and you can use that, you know, for your betterment, to judge situations, to judge people. And the angels are around you well, Carol, so that you can really trust what you are feeling more often than you do and not really, you know, feel bad about yourself when you have these feelings, okay? Because at times the sensitivity, you've sort of maybe like pushed it to the side a little bit and you're not listening to your intuition. And you're a beautiful person. Yes, you're very peaceful. So you really don't like to be involved in any kind of, like, harsh energy. You don't like to be around conflict. And you really like to be, you know, in a peaceful atmosphere with loving people, you know. So just honor that beautiful sensitivity within you. And to the best of your ability, really try to surround yourself with, you know, with people that are just more peaceful and gentle. And as well, you know, that goes for what you watch on TV. You know, if you're watching something that's a little bit more like, you know, filled with violence or anything like that, it's really not good for you because you're, you know, you are such a sensitive person. Okay?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm getting, is we have an angel coming in, and this angel is bringing you some healing. Carol, what is it that you've been feeling sad about? Because I feel like you called in because you really do need some healing.
Okay, I've been very sad about family alienation, being able to help those who in my family who are hurting and out of control with mostly a father having Alzheimer's and being abused. It's been a long haul, and I just lost my brother about a week ago. So there's one of my brothers. So there's a lot of attack, and I just don't know how to totally walk away without, I don't know, I can't really even express it. Let me try again.
I understand what you were saying. I mean, I did get that, and the angels are with you, and they're asking you to continually, you know, like, the way you communicated to us right now, they're saying, Carol, please, you know, communicate with us as well. Let us know, like, what you are feeling, okay? Do you doubt that there are angels and do you doubt that they exist, Carol, because they're with you? And they're giving you a sign that within maybe the next few days, you're going to, you know, really be able to trust and believe in the angels.
Yeah, this is new for me.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'm so happy that you were able to call in. What I want to ask you now is, I don't feel like that you're eating properly. You're not taking care of yourself the way you should. Watching your diet? No, I know. It's hard. But when you're going through stressful times, they're not mindful of what they're doing. So the angels are just trying to bring that to your attention. And as well as our diet, we have to have like a diet, for our words and our thoughts, and try to think only positive and loving thoughts, because they are just as nourishing as what you are, eating and drinking, okay? And you've got to let go of the fear that you have within you, hon. You've got to let go of negativity, and you've got to replace it all with love, because there is, in fact, nothing to fear. Okay, so the angels are coming in, and they want to help you with that as well. And I'm getting, the confusion around you that has been there. It's going to lift, okay? We're going to help you a little bit today, and then you're going to see over the next coming days, whatever lingering stress that you had, it's just going to fade away, okay? You're going to feel like you're going back into balance again, and you're going to really feel you're going to feel the presence of your angels, okay?
Okay.
So just allow, a beautiful healing to take place now, and know that your angels are with you, and they did guide you, to connect with us today, Carol. And with that being said, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in, because you do need a little bit of a healing, hon, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Carol, we are going to make some statements, and I will say it first, and then I want you to repeat what I say. And you need to repeat it out loud, because you'll be talking to your own innate body. And your innate body, I consider it kind of like your spiritual consciousness. It's a part of you that can change your thoughts and your beliefs and release energy blocks from your body, clear up anything that needs to be cleared up in your life. And they're showing me that there's several things in your life that you really need to let go of, because it's not bringing you the beautiful life that you actually deserve. It's keeping you stuck in this cycle of, it just feels really gnarly. I'm not sure what gnarly feels like, but that's what your life feels like to me.
Okay. I'm not arguing.
Okay, well, good. So just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the need to be in control.
Dear innate, I release the need to be in control. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Dear innate, I forgive my family.
Dear innate, I forgive my family.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I'm only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I'm only responsible for me.
Dear innate, it is not my fault.
Dear innate, it is not my fault.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a really deep breath. And how do you feel? there's a lot, a heck of a lot moving in you right now. We're going to do some more statements. We're just taking a little break so that you can process a little more of what's going on. Basically, what we're doing right now is clearing out all of that dysfunctional energy. And you've been in that dysfunctional energy for so long, and that's why it was feeling so gnarly. I can't believe they chose that word, but, you know. And so right now they're easing you out of that, and you will find yourself feeling more peaceful, more relaxed. So then you can decide what's actually important to you because you're no longer stuck in what used to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to keep going now. Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve a good life.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve a good life.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, my value is not based on anyone else.
Dear innate, my value is not based on anyone else.
Dear innate, God knows the good inside of me.
Dear innate, God knows the good inside of me.
Dear innate, I accept the good inside of me.
Dear innate, I accept the good inside of me.
Dear innate, I am changing my life.
Dear innate, I am changing my life.
Dear innate, I am taking back my power.
Yes. Dear innate, I am taking back my power.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I release the energies of my family that are tied up in me.
Dear innate, I want to say help me, so if I'm doing it wrong, dear innate, help me release the energies that are tying me up inside me, my family. Let's try that one again. That's a hard one.
Okay, let me change the way that we're saying it then. Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release the energies of my family that are tied up in me.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release the energies that are tied up in me.
Okay, see, that way you don't have to figure it out. You're letting the innate take care of it. Dear innate, even though this goes against what I was taught, I am releasing all of the negativity of my past.
Dear innate, even though this goes against what I was taught, I am releasing all the negativity of the past.
Dear innate, even though I may not want to, I am letting all of this go now.
Dear innate, even though I may not want to, I'm letting all this go
now.
Take another nice deep breath. Take a deeper breath. I mean, breathe in all the way down to your toes and then just let it go. Hey, how does that feel?
Good. There's, I think it's the right thing. It's just, there's resistance, and I'm not proud of that. And I think that's just that I don't know what to do. I've been mired in this 6 years, 24/7. So it's,
okay. Well, we're working on it, and you are letting it go. They're showing me that it is letting go. So okay, let's do a little bit more. Dear innate, even though I am resistant to change, I allow this change.
Dear innate, even though I am resistant to change, I allow this change.
Even though I don't know who I will be, I allow this change.
That's it, ma'am. Even though I do not know who I will be, I make this change. I allow this change.
Dear innate, yeah. Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Just take a nice deep breath again. Dear innate, I am one with God.
Dear innate, I am one with God.
Dear innate, I allow the Holy Spirit to undo all of my wrong thinking.
Dear innate, I allow the Holy Spirit to undo all of my wrong thinking.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take another nice deep breath. Dear innate, I release any need to figure this all out.
Dear innate, I release any need to figure this all out.
Dear innate, I am not responsible for anyone else.
Dear innate, I am not responsible for anyone else.
Dear innate, I take the actions I am guided to take.
Dear innate, I take the actions I'm guided to take.
Dear innate, I no longer take on other people's energy.
Dear innate, I'm like a sponge. Dear innate, I no longer take on other people's energies.
Dear innate, I no longer need to fix other people's problems.
Dear innate, I no longer have to fix other people's problems.
Dear innate, I trust God to take care of everyone else.
Dear innate, I trust God to take care of everyone else.
And how Archangel Michael would like to pour his chakra cleaner into your chakras to clear out all kinds of clutter and stuff that's in there. Are you okay with him doing that?
Yes.
Okay. Just take a few nice deep breaths while he's doing it. Now we have just a few more to say. Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, I choose to live.
Dear innate, I choose to live.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone.
Dear innate, I release everything.
Dear innate, I release everything.
Another nice deep breath. All right. That was a lot. How does it feel?
Very peaceful.
Yeah. The gnarliness is gone. Yay!
Thank you.
Now, this is bringing tremendous change into your life. You know that. But they're telling me to tell you that so that you really, truly accept that this is changing everything. So, at least for today, treat yourself with love and kindness. Drink lots of fluids. Take naps. And just let this energy continue to move through you. And if things come up that don't feel good, just say, "Dear innate, I release this." If you know what it is you're feeling, then just say, "Dear innate, I release," and say whatever it is. Whatever comes up, release it. Don't hang on to anything. It's coming up so that you can let it go.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You're saying your life really is going to start getting better. So, let it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you for calling.
Okay. What do I do now with the phone?
You can continue to listen if you want to. I'll mute you, or you can hang up, or you can go sit in the sunshine, whatever it is you want to do. Okay.
I'd like to listen. I'd like to listen to more television.
Okay. Okay. And
Barbara, we have another 510 area code. Can you see it on the board?
I can see it, but they refused to raise their hands. So I was
They were trying to raise their hands to bring them on. They're saying it's not working.
Okay. Then I will click on them, and there they go.
Okay.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey, I'll go and I'll get back to you.
Hello.
Okay.
Area code 510.
Hello there. This is Leanne, Carol's daughter.
Okay.
Hi, Leanne.
Hello. Oh, goodness. How is it? Wow. I've been trying to get her to do that for a while. And then my one wouldn't.
Beautiful. That was awesome.
Well,
my goodness.
That's probably why your one wouldn't work, so that we would stick with her thinking she was the only one.
Yep. No, it was exactly, I was like, oh, boy, I guess I was supposed to tell her. I've been trying, like I said. I'm going to put my headphones really quick because it's easier. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, there. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Is that better? Okay, good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
did you have a question?
So this is around the last conversation. I did change the locks on my uncle's house. The one that is mm-hmm. in the last stages of heart failure that I shared with you. And so I did do that, and I didn't do it right away because I was listening for, and I knew it wasn't quite time, but I knew, like you said, get dirt on my, get my halo dirty.
yes.
I guess I had without you know, the intention wasn't that, but the point was to be willing to stand up for myself, not even myself, do what needed to be done, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But the parties, there's more than one party involved and still being really just dirty. And I guess the thing, I'm okay now with, I actually had two interactions on the phone, and when they said some of the lies and I heard them twisting things in my own ear, I just went, that's it. Of course, my dog, right at that moment, I'm terminating the conversation, and I did. So that's the good news, because I was able to go outside, Sparkle. Okay. So I was able to actually be able to say that and not engage and say I wasn't participating. So that only happened the other day. And I did learn subsequently that my uncle did do all the right things with regard to, you know, the legal parts that I told you I was unsure of at that point and I was nervous uh-huh. about. Well, the good news, what got uncovered through this is he did. And so I have all the necessary permissions, per se, to do what needs to be done, even on a legal state. So that's really good. So I guess my question now is whatever the message is around his name is, do I say his name on this? The likelihood of anyone listening, Uncle Joe.
Okay.
And really, I know he's transitioning. I want to be able to continue to be the support, but not at my own expense. I need to be able to be fielded from those energies, and I'm clear on that. So I don't know, whatever the message is to guide me through this last process with him. He's in a board and care very close to my home, but he was in the hospital again last week. So it's kind of been a revolving door with both of my uncles. The other uncle was ready. Uncle Tommy, he left on the 16th of this month and called for me. And it was amazing to hear him be at peace, to hear him know he'd met with Jesus. I mean, he talked about meeting with Jesus and the love and the happiness, even when his body was the way it was. And then I have this uncle who truly finally told me the other day he wasn't afraid. I saw him with one foot in and one foot out. That's the only reason he's still here, because he says he's not, but he is. So again, not my journey, not my process, but I'm definitely a conduit for some that I've been called to do this with him. And I'm grateful for both of them. But what right now, I don't need to be around the people he chooses to still call friends. And I don't also want to, my vision and my prayer has been, let them be his friends, but stay clear of, you know, what the undue influence and all of that, that they were attempting and that they may still attempt, and to not give them that power. So, I guess I need some support with that, because the real world still has things in it that aren't always comfortable. And, like I said, I've held my own. I'm doing my practices, but at the same time, I know that this isn't good for me too. So I keep showing up when I'm supposed to show up, I feel guided. I do feel that completely, but I still feel like that's why I'm calling. I need the support and my ancestors, anyone wants to add in. I do feel like I got an extra angel with my Uncle Tommy. I'm welcoming Archangel Raphael, you know, Michael, Gabriel, the rest. I'm totally, you know, been calling all of them in. So that's why I'm on the call. I guess whatever needs to come through to clear that and keep that support so that I don't, you know, I know I need that. I know I have it, but I feel like, you know.
There's some things you need to
sometimes
hear.
Sometimes when
so
you
that
walk in
you
life.
You can accept.
Yeah. I think, yeah, there you go. Because it's like, I get it, but I need like almost the affirmation, I guess, hearing it out loud from someone other than what I'm hearing. And guidance, too, on guidance around those energies, that when I do, if there is an interaction again, you know, I could stand strong, because I actually was in the hospital and the person was there and still did some stuff, but I just stood my ground and will not raise the vibration in a negative way to join that in front of my uncle or without. I just won't do that. It's not, I don't, but what
don't
I'm struggling with is I can't. And I just have to trust that it's all okay, that everything that's been done is all okay. And that will, you know, and then he'll transition and let go at the point that's right for him, and he'll be able to do that.
All right. Well, that's what we're getting for you now. DC?
Thanks.
Yes. Leanne, you've done a great job, and the angels are showing me, like, within your heart, like, you're holding on to some pain and wondering, did I do enough? Did I do the right thing?
Yeah.
And angels are saying, yes, yes, let go of perfection. Okay, you're doing an amazing job. Okay?
Okay.
And
thank
I'm
you.
forgetting just for a moment. You know, you've got to just try to step away from the situation and honor the beautiful
mm-hmm.
person that you are and love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
And
yeah.
really, you know, take time to just, you know, to be alone, to just be with you. Okay? And
yep.
as though you're like, you're reaching for all of these angels to come in and help you. Okay? You're saying, please help me. I want to understand. I want to really to be able to see, please reveal the situation to me. I need peace. Okay?
Yeah.
They're saying
yeah.
you're doing everything right. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
if you don't, it's sort of like they're showing me like you're going to crack like an egg if you don't do this. You know, it's like your heart is just going to break in half. Like, it's just so filled with everything, okay? You're human.
So I have to
and,
do what I'm yeah. doing, right? And, okay.
That's yes. And, but you're
okay.
you're doing an
that's
amazing
what I said.
Job,
I'm
okay?
Guided.
You
okay.
are,
okay.
Leah,
okay.
you are an extraordinary, beautiful woman. And you are such, you know, an amazing divine being, okay? And the angels are telling you you're cherished and you're loved. And they're saying, do not fear. Let go of fear.
Okay.
Do not doubt.
There we go. Thank
okay?
you. Okay.
Let,
yep.
let it be.
To...
Let it go.
Yeah.
And realize that you
okay.
are human. Okay?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, sometimes
yeah.
this journey is, like, beyond, you know, the description of what you feel that you can do. But just remember, you know, if you ever need, you know, like the angels, they're going to be right by your side. Okay?
Yeah.
You can go
okay.
within and get all that you are needing. It's within your heart
yes.
that you're going to be able to get all, you know, all
yes.
the guidance that is available to you. And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting soon, very soon, you are going to have greater clarity. You're going to have more insight about the situation that's really been, like, you know, troubling you, been puzzling you. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to be startled, it was what I'm getting. Because
oh, God.
At times, like, it shows that you, like, not in a bad way, but you sort of second-guess yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes
and,
because it gets so shocking. Some, yeah, it's not, yeah,
yeah so you're
I'm
just,
human.
Just to trust, okay? And that's, you know, just please trust,
okay?
Okay?
And that's what I write about, so it's true. Trust is the word, and I heard the song Be Not Afraid when I was walking the other day, and that comes up whenever I'm doubting. So I went, oh, yeah, okay.
So there will be no judgment, what I'm getting, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Just,
yeah,
you know, be
I
that
mean,
beautiful.
I do, yeah, I do.
Woman that you are, and
okay.
things are going to become clear for you, and you know the darkness is going to fade away, and you're going to
perfect.
See things in a different light. But for now, you've got to love yourself. You've got to accept you,
yeah.
embrace the unique, amazing being that you are, and your connection
okay.
to I Am Present. Okay.
Okay.
See
okay.
the divine human perfection within you, you know, and see
okay.
the divine, you know, imperfection as well. Because
yes.
we are all, you know, perfectly imperfect, okay?
Right, right, okay.
Don't be so hard on yourself, please.
Okay.
Okay, and...
Thank you.
And don't try to hang on when it's time to let go, okay?
Yes, okay.
You've got to come back and you've got to, you know, like, really connect with you.
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, like, you know... Think about you, not anything other than you. You and your beautiful
okay.
gifts, your wisdom, your talent, your skills, your
okay.
big and beautiful heart, all that you can share in this lifetime.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got to find it in your heart to forgive and accept what's going on around you, and you've got to love yourself and give yourself whatever that you, you know, whatever it was. And whatever you've been through, forgive yourself.
Okay.
And you have... You have the power to change everything. You are only a decision
okay.
away, you know, one choice away from a brand new start.
Okay.
But you've got to think about you. You've got to create something. And I'm seeing you going in, like, a new direction towards a new life. And this is going to be yours. But you've got
yeah.
to embrace, like, beautiful qualities about you first, Leanne.
Okay?
Okay. You've got to see yourself through the eyes of love, the way the angels
okay.
see you.
Okay?
And I think, you know, like, you're focused and you do have the energy to finish, you know, what you've been wanting to complete.
Okay.
And there is no need to worry, Leanne.
Okay?
You've got to stay positive and things are going to go your way and everything is working out well. as far as like the other people that are around you, they don't understand you. Just please forgive them.
No, and I get that. Here's the thing. They don't know me.
That
they could never understand me.
And they're clearing up. They're going to clear up in time.
Good.
Okay?
Well, and I figure
so even if you were
to,
like, really sit down and try to explain it, it's not going to help, okay?
No, I've never tried because I know that. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for saying
be
it because they're not even – no.
Yeah. You've got to be patient with them. You've got to be patient with yourself. And, you know, there is love there and stuff, but they just understand things that you understand. You know what I'm saying?
It's been pretty hateful, so
please,
that's kind of hard to hear.
Well, you know what? Just you've got it. You know,
they're
whatever
really
question there is.
Me. They're around him.
Oh,
so it's okay.
Just send them oceans of love.
Okay.
And
yeah, that's what I've been
see
doing.
See them as you
would
like a child. You would not get like, if you were having an adult conversation with a child and the child acted, you know, improperly or you know like their feet to the tantrum, you wouldn't get really mad at them because, you know that they're a child. When it well and like one way of speaking. They're sort of not as evolved as you are. Excuse me. So it's like you're talking to children.
Right.
Okay. You've just got to let it go and just, you know, and
I'm safe.
Well, like
my
all
thing
the
is I'm safe.
You need, the angels are going to be there with you, Leanne. They're going to help you, but they're saying start off by forgiving yourself. And, you know, you've got to really start focusing on you a little bit more and your beautiful journey because there's so much waiting for you. But you've got to see yourself through the eyes of love. Because you are love, you know?
Yeah.
And just there, okay? So please, like, let all of this go. You know, you really got to let
I
it
will.
Go, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, there's no need to hold on to it the way you're holding on to it, Leanne.
Okay? Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And
I can do it. I can do it.
You know, like, sometimes you feel like other people don't respect you enough, but it's your opinion of you that most, okay?
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
What others say or think of me is none of my business.
It isn't.
It's really true.
That
it's really
most
true. It's true. It's so true. God.
There's a T name coming in, and I believe it's a male.
That's Uncle
Tommy? A male.
Is that my Uncle Tommy? He's the one who just transitioned. He said he'd watch over me. Is that my uncle? Just the 16th, I was with him 3 days before every day that he called me to be there.
Okay.
Uncle Tommy.
He's Leah, that you have the qualities, the wonderful, wonderful qualities of your family that have gone before you. You are so amazing.
Oh.
And those on the other side, they you know, they're so proud of what you're doing, okay?
Good. They matter more.
They're watching over you. Are you having digestive issues?
Not.
No.
I haven't felt them really strong right now, but I haven't wanted to eat, so maybe it's just that might be it. I'll eat dinner, but during the day I just, like, can't with everything. So that might be connected. Does that make sense? I've been kind of protecting that part, so maybe. Okay.
Okay.
But I've eaten really healthy.
Just
like
I said, you're being watched over. They're so proud. They couldn't do a better job. No one could do a better job than you. So that's why you're doing what you're doing, honey, okay?
Okay.
You're the only one that
can get it then.
You know?
Yeah.
So they're saying,
that's what my other uncle that's here said. If not you, who? That's what he said to me.
Yep. And with that being said, you're just an amazing woman. I'm going to turn you over. You need a little bit of healing, okay?
I do. Thank you. Thank you, DC.
Okay. God bless, Leanne.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Okay, Leanne, we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. And the first thing that I'm getting is that you are your mother's daughter. That's the first thing they're saying to me. And they mean that in the best way possible. It's
I got it. No, I laughed while I laughed.
Okay.
Tears and laughing.
All right.
It's okay.
So here we go. Let's see where they take this. Dear innate, even though I don't really understand, I'm willing to forgive.
Dear Nate, even though I don't understand, I'm willing to forgive.
Dear Nate, I accept this gift that my uncle has brought into my life.
Yeah, dear Nate, I accept this gift that my uncle has brought into my life.
Dear Nate, I value these people who are helping me to recognize me.
Dear Nate, I value these people who are helping me to recognize me. Yes,
yeah, dear Nate.
Wow.
I release the belief that there's anything wrong.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that there's anything wrong.
Yeah, take another nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I send love to everyone.
Dear Nate, I send love to everyone.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be at peace no matter what is going on around me.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be at peace no matter what is going on around me.
Dear Nate, I provide a safe place for my uncle to make his transition.
Dear Nate, I provide a safe place for my uncle to make his transition.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from all of that negativity that used to be around.
Dear Nate, I disconnect all of that negativity that used to be around.
Dear Nate, I accept that that energy is not me and is not mine.
Dear Nate, I accept that that energy is not me and is not mine.
Dear Nate, I take back my power.
Dear Nate, I take back my power.
Dear Nate, I choose to learn the lessons that my life is showing me.
Dear Nate, I choose to learn the lessons that my life is showing me.
Dear Nate, I know I can do this.
Dear Nate, I know I can do this.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for these opportunities.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for these opportunities.
Dear Nate, I know that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I know that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I accept the love and support of everyone.
Dear Nate, I accept the love and support of everyone.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for my family.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for my family.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for the opportunities to change.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for the opportunities to change.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for my mother.
Dear Nate, I am grateful for my mother.
Dear Nate, I embrace my mother with love.
Dear Nate, I embrace my mother with love.
Dear Nate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear Nate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear Nate, my heart is filled with forgiveness.
Dear Nate, my heart is filled with forgiveness.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I let go of all of these people.
Dear Anik, even though I don't know how, I let go of all of these people. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good part. Dear Anik,
God.
Even though I don't know who I will be, I let go of who I have been.
Dear Anik, even though I don't know who I will be, I let go of who I've been.
Take a nice deep breath. Your Uncle Tommy is saying, she's a good one.
That sounds like him. Oh, my God. Aw, thank you. Wow.
Okay, I think this is your Uncle Joe. Let's see what he wants to say.
Yeah, because he's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. That makes sense.
Yeah,
he
is. Because I know this has been difficult for you. It wasn't my intention to make it difficult for you. But I know that you can handle it because you are handling it. You have handled it. You've taken what would have destroyed some people and allowed it to make you stronger. I'm so proud of you. And I appreciate so much that you've been there for me. You've truly shown me that you love me. And that means the world to me. And I love you. And I'm ready to go.
Oh, good. Wow.
And you're showing me an image of your uncle, and he is surrounded by angels. There's angels and angels and angels and angels. So.
And Leanne, your uncle is happy. He doesn't want you to be sad, okay?
The one that's still here, that's trying to move on?
Yeah, but one foot up.
I want him to go. Yeah.
When Barbara was saying
I'm not
that.
Sad. Go ahead.
Okay, but when Barbara was saying that, he was actually doing the hokey pokey with Ginger. And they were laughing.
Because he would be happy.
You're right.
Okay, good.
Right foot out, you put your right foot out, and you shake it all about. They're having a good time, so. He wants you to embrace your life and really live it to the fullest. I mean, he's having a ball. He and Ginger are just doing the hokey pokey. So,
he's working on getting himself out of that body.
Yeah, but he's
That's
having
good.
A ball in the meantime. He's having a good time.
Okay,
and he
good.
Wants
he's
you
tripping.
To embrace
he's been
life,
sharing that
enjoy
with
your
me.
Life, oh, honey. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And he said, if you're up for it, do the hokey pokey. So whatever, you know. But he's. He's having, like I said, he and Ginger are having a ball right now. They're having a good time.
Okay. Good.
Yep, and dancing, yep.
Good. And he loved to dance before. Now he's, that's awesome. Okay.
Yep, no, as I said, he said, you know, he wants you to dance too. When you think of him, just, put on and dance, honey. Okay, Liam? He said, honey, put on some music and dance. Let's go here. He wants you to dance.
Yes. Okay, I'm writing it. This is good. Does he want me to, can I have space today? Can I work on other things for him from my house and have some space for me today and go there later?
He wants you to have space all the time, honey. He doesn't want, know what, you've got space whenever you need it. And
I need it.
He's saying, you know, the most important thing is you've got to take care of you. Stop, you know, and stop all the struggle. Let go of that.
Yeah.
You've done so
yeah.
much. You've worked so hard, and it's difficult for you. You're frustrated. Take some time for you. No, so he really...
And he's okay.
He's okay, honey.
That's good.
Yeah, he's good.
We got
good.
Him in a good space, so if I have to go. And he'll let me know when I need to get over there, right? I don't have to run today.
If he wants you there. That's
going
to be up to
him. He lets me know.
I mean, if he wants you there, when it's his time, you'll know. But the right thing, you know, if you're not meant to be there, you won't. So he's he hasn't decided yet, honey. That's up in the air.
I could tell. I could tell. Because sometimes he likes to be alone. And sometimes he wants me right there. So he's still working that out. Yeah, I could feel that.
You gotta just trust everything's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen, Leanne.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It's in God's hands. It's not in your control. Let go of it, okay?
No, not at all. Yeah.
To have a little peace and quiet for yourself, you need it, okay?
I do, yes, yes.
Yeah. And he's so happy, you know, he's so happy that, you know, he has you in his life. He just, but he's saying, you know, he just wants you to take care of you too. That's really, you know, what he wants to do for today is really, like, take care of yourself.
Great, great. That's what, that's the message I woke up with too. So this is good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Leanne, I am hearing him. He's saying, actually, they're showing me a vision of you going by the hospital, giving him a kiss, and leaving, and that's it.
So he's at a boarding care right near, so on the cheek usually is what he has me do is kiss him. So should I just do that this morning
you
and kiss
just
him on the cheek and leave? It's only 4 minutes away and I can leave?
Yeah. And no
and
matter what happens, he says you would just be okay because you know that he's transitioning. And
oh, yeah, I do.
It feels like it's going to happen today, sometime today.
That's what
but,
I feel. That's what
yeah,
I felt like.
You don't
night.
Have to be there. So
no,
just go
no,
by and give him a kiss.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go after we hang up literally and just get that part moving on because that's what I felt. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God, thank you guys for tuning in because I kept, oh, wow. Yeah. So the kiss on the cheek is something
it's
he always
getting,
does. He's so funny.
Yeah, it's getting really, really close. So, yeah, go do that.
Okay.
Leah, was he a hunter at all or did he like nature?
That's, oh, God, you might be picking up on my nanus. Oh, God, everyone's going to go. Nanu Sal, my mom's dad, is 92, and he's just not the only one not going. And he's got Alzheimer's and been on, so he's the one who's the hunter. He's been several feet in and several feet out and not and holding on. I forgot to ever bring him up. He's still here. That's not a gene, the grandma that you get. That's his wife, and he's still here.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, you're just, you know what I'm getting, because I was getting, the deer was saying to tell you that you're the light.
Not my deer.
No, but the deer is telling me, because the deer came around him, but the deer is saying to me to tell Leanne that you have the light that shines on others to help them to go home. So you're sort of, you know, like you're the one that's helping all these people to do that, you know? And I just saw like a beautiful, it was like a white deer. It was just like as white as snow, you know?
Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, please take care
talk
of your...
Wow, talk about the messages, you guys. Damn.
I just got the chills. Yep.
Okay. So I thank you both. And when's the next one? Show, not passing. When's the next show? Your show.
Oh,
I got
enough. I'm kidding. There is going to be your grandfather is going to be passing soon.
It may
be this week.
That's actually
so
good. Oh, Jesus Christ! Everybody.
Yeah, really. It's like
the
month of February.
Sort of
everybody dies, and then it's over.
They're all meeting. They say in threes. That would be my Uncle Tommy, right? My Uncle Joe, and then Nanu Sal. So I wouldn't. And if the deer came, he killed plenty. Sorry, God, but he did in his lifetime. He ate them too, but the point is he did. So that was very interesting that a deer would. And I was mortified at 3 years old looking at a deer head on the wall. So the whole thing was kind of
interesting. They all have travel plans, you know. So they're getting ready to travel. So the way that you like you're feeling sadness. They're not feeling that, honey. It's a different, they're,
not
you know,
really
it's like
happy.
They're going
I'm
on an amazing vacation, you know, so they're ready for the trip, they're saying, okay?
No, that's cool. No, my sadness is more around this world crap, so I'm actually really grateful that I could, I feel like there's relief when you tell me that.
Yeah.
Like watching Uncle Joe and, like I said, those other circles.
Yeah, she's just watching them, and she's just, they all have travel plans, Leanne, you know?
I love it. Okay. I do. I actually am at peace with that and actually laughing and smiling because I know I have more assistance from the other side. So I'll take it.
You
I'm
will.
Have a selfish wish. So.
My goodness. God bless you, honey.
Okay. God bless you guys. And so I asked about the show, and I got another transition. I'm not asking anymore. I'll know. I'll just be in touch.
The next show is Thursday. So if you need to call us back, call
us
Thursday morning.
Okay. Same time? Okay,
yes.
That's the show. Yeah, I'm sure I will. All right. I'll be on. Thank you both so much, especially because this is like, whoa, this is real time. And yeah, thank you. I needed the support and I got it, and I got laughter. I got the big tears that probably needed to come out of me for a while. So
yeah.
Thank you for everything, release and relief and love. The
You're
love.
Welcome.
And the, thank you. All right. God bless you both. And I got to visit them, Sister Mink.
Okay.
And then I'll be doing my walk. So I'll be
okay.
out with nature before the rain comes. All right. Love you both. Thank
okay.
you.
Love you too, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, DC.
Wow.
I think we did everything we were supposed to do today. Okay, there's more. Hold on. they're saying, remember that death is not an ending. Of course, you know, Leanne knows that. That it's just a transition,
yeah.
and that you can still talk to people, and they're still part of your life. And they want to make sure that she and her family are not feeling overwhelmed, because so many people are dying in such a short period of time. It really is okay. It really is okay. All three of them are ready, so it really is okay.
Beautiful.
They're showing me this image that you know, sometimes they show me images and I'm afraid to share them with people because there are people who would be offended by it, but apparently I'm supposed to share this one. They're showing me this image where there's a wake, but it's a party that's going on, and so there's two caskets, and they're kind of stacked like a set of bunk beds. So they're having a wake party for both of them at the same time, and it's just a wonderful celebration. And now there's musicians coming in, like those players who play the jazz music when someone dies in New Orleans. That's what's now walking through the room, and everyone's dancing and laughing. So that's what they're showing me.
More celebration of life is what it sounds like, Barbara, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And it should be. I mean, it should be like a celebration of life. And it's really funny because my father, he had that, you know, he wanted everyone to celebrate him, like, well, you know, and not to mourn that he wasn't there. So we did have a friend, and the friend was a character, and he ended up selling sweatshirts at the wake.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweatshirts, someone made homemade wine. I mean, it wasn't your average, you know, funeral, you know, the wake. It was just like hysterical. But it was so good, and it was funny, and everybody had a good time. And it was just amazing, you know. So we're supposed to just have fun and honor them and tell funny stories and just, you know, really, you know, as if they're still there, because they are. As you're sharing those beautiful stories, they're right there with you. So
yeah,
I think
that's
a much better way to, you know, to honor someone.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful. But I was going to say, I won't be home on Thursday, but I'm going to try to join you. I'm going to be somewhere with a friend, and I'm going to just see if I could connect, Barbara.
Okay. Well, great.
Yeah, so I am going to try to connect with you.
Well, then I look forward to that, and I hope everyone has a wonderful 2 days. And
yeah.
And they're showing all of these flowers everywhere. So, hey, everyone, get out and enjoy life, which seems weird to say when some people are snowed in. But, hey, get out and enjoy life anyway.
Sounds like a plan. Awesome.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone. Have a great day.
Yes, please do.
Yes.
And remember that we love you. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.